Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and we're looking this week at the first Gog-Magog War, which could occur at any time. And we're really looking at it because we see signs of these people being allies right now. Ezekiel chapter 39. And thou, son of man, prophesy. We've already gone through Ezekiel 38, which you will need to go and look at with us in the archives. But we're now, this war is talked about in two chapters, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel 39:1. And thou, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Remember, he's an evil spirit that God's against. And say, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. We've talked to you why we believe that's Russia. 39:2. I will turn you about and will lead you on and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring you up on the mountains of Israel. I will smite your bow out of your left hand and cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes and the peoples that are with you. Now, we have seen a very supernatural, God is going to win this war very supernaturally with hailstones, with an earthquake. He's going to turn them one against another, these hordes that are coming against Israel. And God says, Ezekiel 39:4, I will give you unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. God's going to have a great feast. Now, Israel is a flyway. It's a travel path from all the birds from Europe and then from Asia. They fly down over that little land bridge, Israel, and they ride the thermals going down into Africa. They do it in the spring and they do it in the fall. So some of the sages of Israel, some of the rabbis, believe that this war will perhaps happen in the fall during the time of the traveling of the birds. At any rate, we do know that there will be deaths, and that they're going to these birds of prey. Every time I see the vultures over by my new home, there are lots of them. Every night they feed along that lake, and I always say they're doing their job. They're cleaning up, so they're going to clean up here. You'll fall, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord Jehovah. Ezekiel 39:6. I will send a fire on Magog, and on them that dwell securely in the isles, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. Ezekiel 39:7, and my holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Israel, neither will I suffer my holy name to be profaned any more, and the nation shall know that I am Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel. God said in Ezekiel 36 that the enemy has said, all the years that Israel has been scattered, aha, these are the people of Jehovah, and they've gone out of his hand. And that profaned his holy name. But his portion, his people, did not portray a people kept by God. And so he said, I'm going to make my holy name. I'm doing this for my holy name's sake. He told that to the children of Israel in the prophetic chapters. I'm going to bring you back, and I'm going to do it for my holy name's sake. And here in Ezekiel 39:7, he says, my holy name will I make known in the midst of my people, Israel. They're going to know him after this. There are a lot of Jews who live in Israel right now that are secular. But when this supernatural winning of the war comes, not only are the nations all round about that we've already read about, not only are they going to be knowing that he's God, like he said in Ezekiel 38:23, I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations. They shall know that I am Jehovah. But also in Ezekiel 39:7, my people shall know that I am Jehovah from then on. This is when the Jews turn to Jehovah their God. Now later in Zechariah, they're going to see their Messiah. But here, they're going to turn to Jehovah their God and the nations round about them. I believe that this war, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is going to be a great evangelical tool in the hand of God to let the peoples know all around the Middle East and all over the world, too, when they see the supernatural winning that God does of the war. It's going to stand out that God did it. I believe that's going to be a tool to cause them to turn from false gods to Jehovah, the true God. Now, Ezekiel 39, verse 8. Behold, it comes, and it shall be done, saith the Lord Jehovah. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall make fires of the weapons, and burn them for 7 years. Now, this is one of the reasons why we believe that this will take place before the catching away of the church, or right about that time, because it looks like things go on in a way kind of normally. They're not going to take wood out of the field. They're going to use somehow these weaponries that they have there will be able to be used for fuel. What kind of fuel? We don't know, but some kind. And in Ezekiel 39:11, it shall come to pass in that day, I will give unto Gog a place for the burial in Israel, the valley of them that pass through on the east of the sea. And it shall stop them that pass through, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. So many people are going to die that they're going to have to bury them in the little land of Israel. Ezekiel 39:12, and 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. They have to have the land cleansed. They can't let a dead body lie around. They can't let a corpse lie around. This is not according to the Bible. When I was studying in Israel, we had a bombing at a bus stop in, I believe it was called Beit Lid. And some girl soldiers had come to meet the bus, and there was a bombing. And then they had a second bomb, because when the emergency forces came in to help those girls, this was their way in that time, they put off a second bomb, and it blew so many of them just to little pieces. I had a friend, a Christian friend, who worked in the police department, and he described to me that Israel has these special committees to come out and make sure the land is cleansed from death. You know, even a priest cannot go to the funeral of his own family if they die, because they're to stay apart from death. And so he explained to me how they had to cleanse, they had to scrape off the flesh, and how hard it was for him of these young girls from the light poles and from everything that was around there. So it says to us here in Ezekiel 37:12, and 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown in the land that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord Jehovah. I mean, he's going to receive glory. They're going to know that their enemies have fallen and God has done it. Ezekiel 39:14, and they shall set apart men of continual employment that shall pass through the land, and with them that pass through, those that bury them that remain upon the face of the land to cleanse it, after the end of 7 months shall they search. And they that pass through, now I think that's the tourists. I think even tourism will be back. And they that pass through the land shall pass through, and when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. I know when we're out there traipsing around, you know, we found lime mines and other things, but these people are going to be finding bones, and they'll put up a little flag so that they can get it buried. Ezekiel 39:16, and Hamona shall be the name of a city, thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, speak unto the birds of every sort, and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of he-goats, of bullocks, and all of them fatlings of Bashan. And you shall eat fat until you be full, and drink blood till you be drunken, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Now, Israel, in the Six-Day War, they got the Sinai Peninsula. When they signed a peace treaty with Egypt, they gave it back. So that meant that they had just this little tiny land for their great air force to practice over. And that little tiny land, Israel, is the size of New Jersey. They began to lose aircraft. They lost more aircraft than they did in the wars. What caused them to lose aircraft? Birds, big birds. The big birds are going on their migratory paths. If you could imagine a kind of a three loaf, three-leaf clover, an ancient map of Jerusalem is like this. And there's one petal or leaf to the left, that's Europe. One petal or leaf to the right, that's Asia. And then there is Jerusalem in the middle, like a little center of a flower. And then there's a petal to the bottom, which is Africa. And the birds from Asia and from Europe fly over the little land bridge. It's one of the main migratory paths in the world. They ride the thermals, and they're the big birds. They're the storks. They're the eagles, and they're the birds of prey. And God says that I'm going to provide for you. He probably did it when he set up those migratory paths. I'm going to provide for you a sacrifice. I'm going to provide for you a feast. So they're going to come through there, and they're going to clean up. They're going to do their jobs. They're going to clean up much of that flesh that falls in that battle. Now, so that gives us a hint. The sages say this could be in the fall, the autumn feasts, which are going on right now, folks. But it's going to be at a time. The birds will come, whether or not it's the fall or the spring. But the rabbis think it will be the fall, this war. Ezekiel 39:21, and I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. Again, this is God's purpose. He has a purpose. He wants to reveal himself to the nations. And then 39:22, so the house of Israel shall know that I am Jehovah their God from that day and forward. And so we see that they've not always known that. Many Jews have come home and been secular. But when this great war comes, and God gives that supernatural victory, then the nations round about are going to know, and Israel is going to know Jehovah. Doesn't say they're going to know their Messiah. They won't know him until he comes and puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives. But they shall know, verse 39:28, that I am Jehovah their God, in that I cause them to go into captivity among the nations, and have gathered them now unto their own land. And I will leave none of them any more there, neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord Jehovah. And so we see here, going into what's going to be the 7 years of tribulation that we're studying in our book of Revelation, you see him here, that now, from now on, he picks up and deals greatly with Israel. If you want to see our studies on the book of Revelation, you still have time to see one more today, of the 1st through the 5th and the 8th through the 12th of October. I'm on Gloria Copeland's, Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland's BVOV television broadcast with Gloria, and we're looking at the book of Revelation. Then tonight, I'll be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock in a gathering of prayer. That's at TV 47 Studios on 8835 South Memorial Avenue. And I'd be glad to see you there. And we also would like to have you come to our Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October 25th through 29th. Just go on billybrim.org and sign up to come. Doesn't cost you anything. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying Shabbat Shalom.